Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe, and all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. We are very happy to be here and hope to see Clickety-Clack, funny little happy little wooden man only 1 foot high, and his little playmate Bugler Murphy very soon, Yip the little wooden dog, and ever so many of our little friends. While we're waiting for them, we might sing a new little song which you have never heard before. It's about a little girl who was making a dress for her little doll, and the little doll began to cry so hard that the little girl had to take time to tend the little doll and couldn't quite find time to make the little dress. And you know how she must have felt. That's what this new little song is about. Don't you cry, my dolly, dry that little tear. Mother's always near to you. Let us just be jolly, there's nothing to fear. So be happy all day through. Can't you I'm busy making you a pretty gown. If you keep on crying, we will never get to town. And besides, it's made to fear a smile and not a frown. Baby mine, think of all the twinkling stars up in the sky, on their sleepy bed of blue. Don't you cry, my darling, because if you do, Mother will be crying too. Don't you cry, my dolly, dry that little tear. Mother's always near to you. Let us just be jolly, there's nothing to fear. So be happy all day through. Can't you see that I am busy making you a gown? If you keep on crying, we will never get to town. And besides, it's made to fear a smile and not a frown. Baby mine, think of all the twinkles, stars up in the sky, on their sleepy bed of blue. Don't you cry, my darling, because if you do, Mother will be crying. Here he comes. Clickety-clack. Little wooden man. Hello, Clickety-clack. And Bugler Murphy is with him. Happy little Bugler man. Oh, we're glad to see you. I wonder if President Pip is coming upstairs today. He usually does. That is, nearly every day. Oh, he's quite busy. Well, then, supposing we call him. Shall we, Bugler Murphy? He doesn't answer. Clickety-clack has gone over to the window and is looking out. Oh, he's so excited about something. Let's see what it is. Oh, there's Yip out in the courtyard, and he's just running around in circles. He must be chasing his tail. Isn't he the funniest little dog, though? I should say he is. Oh, he reminds us of the song about the poor little dog who was lost. You remember that song, don't you, Bugle Murphy? Of course, Yip is not lost, but the song goes like this. Once there was a man who lived all alone. He had a little dog he called his very own. When he went to town, the dog went too, but the dog was lost. So he said, boo-hoo, where, oh, where has my little dog gone? Where, oh, where can he be? With his tail cut short and his ears cut long, where, oh, where can he be? You helped out on the very last note, didn't you? Here comes President Pip, Bugler Murphy. By all means, blow the presidential salute on the new bugle, so he will be in very good mood when he arrives. Hello, President Pip.
Well, howdy do. I am certainly very, very, very glad to be here. And sorry, man. I've been awful busy.
You have? In the toy room?
Oh, yes, in the toy room, and more than that. You know, I've been all over the air castle. I went to the sea tower to see what I could see. And they're certainly busy up there, too, getting the names of all the children who've been good. So that they will have a very nice Christmas.
Oh, yes, that sea tower is a very wonderful idea. A little bit difficult to reach, though.
Well, certainly you have to go up the silver thread and all that, but I got up there and pulled the basket up and got in the basket and went up there. But besides that, I've been in the observatory.
Oh, you've been in the observatory?
Yes, been looking at the stars. And believe me, I found out a whole lot.
What did you find out, President Pip?
Well, I found out there that there's been an astronomer here in the air castle years and years ago. And he's the very one who made the telescope that we have.
Oh, I understand.
And he wanted to find out all about the stars and if people lived on it and why and how and all about it.
And did he leave a record of having discovered very much?
Well, he left a record of something very, very strange. It would take quite a little time before you to understand it. But if you would like to come to the observatory with me, I'll let you read what he wrote on the old, old, old parchment.
Oh, that would be wonderful, President Pip, and I'm sure Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy would be very interested. Yes, I should say so. Hello, Yip, here's Yip. Oh, Yip, we're glad to see you. Well, you were out in the courtyard. We saw you chasing your tail. My, is that the way you take your exercise? It is. Oh, we think you're a fine little dog. That's what we think. Oh, and here's Happy Duck. Where have you been, Happy Duck? Oh, you're hungry. Here's some very nice corn for you to eat, then.
Happy Duck was certainly very hungry. All story men with a clickety clack and bugle the Murphy. They must have been playing pretty hard because they look sleepy.
Yes, they do, President Pip, don't they? Well, you know, at this time of day. Slumberland, calls to you. See the stars peeking through. Sleepy Dolly's glad to be in bed. Sandman sings to every tower. Close your eyes, sail away, come back home at break of day. Hear the pretty dream bells tinkle, take a trip with Rip and a Winkle, hand in hand to Slumberland.
I'd like to go to the observatory with you tomorrow, President Pip.
All right, Story Man.
Goodbye, children. Be good. And you'll be happy.